Well, yeah, you always had to put the staple in with the grain of the wood, kind of diagonal to the vertical post, and hit the grain. Post it this way, hit the grain sideways, and then the staples would usually go in sideways. Mm-hmm. The post be vertical, and you set the staple about a 45 degree angle.
Not like this, but like this.
Well, that's right.
Uh-huh. Did you have long ones or did you have short ones?
If I remember correctly, our staples, the staples that we always used were about an inch long, maybe an inch and a quarter.
Hmm. How'd you drive them?
Well, we had what we called a fence repair tool. It was like a pair of pliers. One side of it had a wire cutter, another side it had a hammer. And on the other side, it had a prong that you hit the post and dig into the post, get under the staple, and pull the staple out. Hmm. And I haven't seen one of those, what do they call those? I haven't seen one of those tools in years. They were a hammer and a wire cutter and it looked like a rhinoceros tusk that fit on the end of the pair of pliers.
Oh.
And you drove it right into the wood underneath the harp on the staple, mm-hmm. and you could pry it right out.
Hmm. How did you get your fence posts in? Did you dig them?
We dug those with the old hand augers, mm-hmm. or post hole diggers. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, the old hand auger we used to dig post holes is out behind this house.
Hmm.
You probably never seen one of those.
No, I haven't. How big?
They
just regular.
It was about 6 or 8 inches in diameter, and it had four scoops or four prongs, and you twisted it in the ground, and it scraped the dirt out, and you picked it up and dumped it out, and twisted it as a hand twist auger.
Was that faster than post hole digger?
No, well, in some cases it was. Where you wanted to go through soft clay, you could hand auger it quicker than you could with a pair of post hole diggers.
Hmm. Didn't they have those ornamental fences in town made out of wood where they'd have a piece here and a piece here and a piece here?
Old, what did they call those old fences? Style. Oh, they were old. Log fences,
did they have fences made out of logs?
Oh, yes.
What was that, like this?
Yeah, they crisscrossed the logs and laid the logs, but not in this part of the country too much. And, well, there was a few of them. When I was a kid, I remember seeing a few log fences around here, but they were very short, possibly maybe a block long around a cow lot or something.
Mm-hmm. And then did they put posts down like this?
Oh yeah, they used to set two posts and lay the logs between them. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever remember seeing anything like that around here too much.
Did they ever take boards and cut the top at an angle and lay those on a frame?
Little picket fences?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they used to be quite a common sight to see picket fences around town, but you didn't see those much in the country.
Take a board and run as fast as you can go.
And hear it clatter on the side of the fence.
Did they have many stones or rocks around in the fields here?
Not too many.
They
this part of the country is not too rocky where they had. Well, of course, up in the mountains, in the Wichita Mountains, which is about 15-16 miles from here, along the edge of the mountains, where they had a lot of rock.
Did the farmers use those for fences?
They built rock homes and cobblestone